Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning.
Hello and welcome Hello and welcome to this edition of your Half Hour Inspirational Program, a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be your guest. I'm going to actually be your host for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us. You may hear a little slight change in my voice, and as you can see, I'm still a bit under the weather. But nevertheless, God is good, and we're going to go ahead and give you the very best of the show tonight. All right, just to get with a few things. One is we've got the publication coming out February 24th, and we do have a number of people that have already subscribed. So if you're interested in getting a copy of the publication, it's only $4.95, and it's going to be downloadable through electronic transmission through our website, drjessewalk.com. If you're interested, simply send us an email at online@drjessewalker.com. Once again, if you're interested, just simply send us an email at online@drjessewalker.com. We'll be more than happy to get to you. All right. So this month, today, February 1st, we start by celebrating Black History Month. That's right. We start by celebrating Black History Month. And it's a very good month to celebrate. It's, of course, the shortest month, but nevertheless, we're able to celebrate Black History Month. And it's from February the 1st through 28th. There's a number of significant things that goes on throughout the month of February. And so I would suggest that because we're all God's children, if you want to learn some things about different ethnicities, race, culture, color, then certainly stay tuned to some of the African-American broadcasts to certainly see what is on the horizon, what's going on, and may God bless you as you do that. So we are looking at that now. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, the component of it being your half-hour inspirational program. I certainly trust that you've had a very good week this week and that you are certainly looking forward to the events and activities that are forthcoming on tonight's broadcast. We're experimenting once again with a new studio that we've been placed into, and we're constantly on the uprising. We're constantly on the uprising where we are able to upgrade and do different things. So we certainly appreciate you joining us from time to time, from week to week, and certainly appreciate your comments and thoughts and your prayers. All right, we continue now with parts 7 and 8. For tonight's broadcast, we're going to be doing concluding. That's right, we're going to go from and just do 9 and 10 tonight. We're going to go ahead and conclude those broadcasts on guaranteed success based on the promises of God. Guaranteed success based on the promises of God. Now, we've been bringing you these promises from a few weeks ago where we discussed and we talked about your guaranteed promises based on the promises of God, your guaranteed success based on the promises of God. And I trust that you've certainly benefited from these different shows. So tonight we bring you the conclusion, parts 9 and 10. And if you haven't listened to anything else, you will really want to catch this part. And you can also go back and listen to all the archives. That's right, you can listen to all the archives. And we trust that you will be overwhelmed or find something of interest there to you as well. All right, I want to start out this evening by sharing a story with you. That's what I would like to do this evening, is to share a story with you. And that story is based on a story that we shared over the air this past week on one of our relationship shows. And it dealt with a young lady by the name of Vicky. Now, Vicky was a woman, I believe if I recall the story correctly, about 30 years of age. And all stories are inspired by true stories. And, of course, the names are always changed to protect the innocent. Same as in Dragnet, they say. All right, the movie Dragnet. Vicky, about 30, one of the things happened to be, have three small children, ages 11, 9, and 5. And what was interesting about Vicky's story is she was a single mom that happened to be struggling, And she was not receiving any support from the two different fathers of the children. And the man that she was now seeing happened to be a married man that would buy food on occasion. Now, Vicky had never been married, only 30. So having a 9-year-old, it's assumed that she probably had a kid. Having an 11-year-old, that is, and she's only 30. That's right, she is 30. Chances are, Vicky had her first child at the age of 18 or 19, which is young, but it's not so young, because you have a lot of girls that have had kids 16 and some cases earlier. And chances are, this is right out of high school. So Vicky did have a high school diploma, but she didn't advance herself any further. So the story goes on to talk about how Vicky found herself constantly gravitating to the wrong relationships. And so there's a parallel with Vicky's story and that of a multitude of stories that are out there from my audience that are listening tonight around the world. And that is, whether you are a single mother or a single father, and we're certainly not picking on any gender, whether you're a single mother or a single father, there's a requirement of you to live and set the right example before your children. Now, I'm not passing judgment on Vicky, but I say the right example is, here Vicky has never been married. She has kids and obviously had them out of wedlock. She's not even getting child support. She's with a married man, a man that belongs to, that's the husband of someone else. So imagine the example that she's setting before her children. And more importantly, the example that she's setting before God. And so my advice, if anybody out there fits the profile of Vicky, I am not one to pass judgment on anyone. And I don't think any of us are to pass any moral judgments on anybody else. But I would just say, as a man of the law, a man of the gospel who's aspiring to maintain this in my own life, I would say, you know what? Children live what they learn. And it becomes very important that Vicky starts to take life seriously especially the life that she presents before her children. Now, Vicky's choice is to do whatever she wants, and certainly she does have that choice. But then, because her children are so young, Vicky may not understand later when her children start to have challenges in life. She may not understand that then until it comes full circle. And she says, well, somebody may even have to ask her, a therapist, if you please, or someone that she receives coaching or counseling from. Say, well, how did you raise your kids? Did you ever do X, Y, and Z before them? And if she's going to be honest, she's going to have to present that. And just like if God will ask her, what about those children that I gave you? She has to give account of those kids, you know, whether the fathers are involved in the children's life or not. She still has, because she's that guardian, that guard, custodial parent, she needs to give account of those children. And that account, sometimes you can have it where you're giving a much better example by the lifestyle that you live in front of them, as opposed to you're trying to do anything else with them, preach to them, if you please. You know, that lifestyle, because those children grow up and they can turn things right back around on you and say, but mom or dad, you lived your life this way. So obviously there was nothing wrong with it. So why can't I live my life this way? So that might be something that you want to think about. You're listening live to your half-hour inspirational program. Now, if Vicky were coming to me for any coaching, I would simply tell her this. I would say, Vicky, I want to talk to you openly and honestly. And I think that, first off, just like we did on Tuesday's show, you gotta find a way and pray to God for the strength to let the married guy go. You know, because, you know, you don't want to miss out on God's blessings. You gotta find a way to let him go, to leave him alone. Because, you know, that's not for you. He may promise you this and that in the world, and he's buying a few groceries every now and then. If he wants to make a contribution just out of kindness of his heart, I can understand that. But if there's no fringe benefits to go with that, then that can be, you know. But then you got to even be careful accepting those contributions. If it were coming through the church, that might be even better, okay? So, and then I would say, secondly, because we can't always find the strength within ourselves, I say, as the Bible would say, forsake not the assembly of the brothers and sisters at the church. There's a reason why people, you know, frequent church from week to week. And that is because there's something about being at church where you're going to run across other fellow believers that are meeting and going through challenges in life. And when you sometimes hear a testimony from them, it gives you the strength, because they may be experiencing something that you may have experienced in your life, and you're trying to figure out, how can I come through this thing? How can I see my way through this thing? You know, it seems like God may be on vacation or out to lunch. That might be what you're thinking. And that's what my publication will talk about. It will address several questions and issues. And that's why it's so important that you subscribe to this publication, because it will talk about some of those questions that it will ask. Do you ever feel, and this certainly can apply to Vicky's life, do you ever feel or have ever felt like you were alone with no one in your corner? You ever wondered if God is out to lunch or on vacation when it seems you need him most? Are you stuck in a rut where it seems no way out? Does life seem to be passing you by while others are succeeding? Are you in or gravitating to the wrong relationships? Has your marriage or relationship failed and you can't understand why? Are you having problems with your children, your relationship, your health, your finances, your job, your career, or your profession, or your spiritual life? See, and then it goes on to say, if you've answered yes to any of these questions, then without a doubt, this publication could be just what you need to get yourself back on track with the one who holds all the answers for your life and is waiting patiently to help you through your challenges. And I'm not the one. I'm talking about God the Father. He's the one who has the answers for your life. This publication is designed with the sole purpose of enriching your spiritual walk with God through the power of His Word and practical stories in the form of scenarios, coupled with daily activities to assist you in aligning yourself and your life with His perfect will for your life. And again, you can certainly send us an email at online at drjessewalker.com. Now, as I said about Vicki, let the mayor man go. Secondly, get herself into a Bible-believing faith church. Get herself into a faith and Bible-believing church that preaches about the love of God, the love of God, and how God can help her to align herself, you know, for His purpose in her life. That's what I would tell her to do. And not even just go to church on occasion, but make sure that those children are in the early morning services so that they can be the classes that the church offers. Because, you know, the Bible tells us to train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he is old, he will not depart from it. And as I said earlier, if Vicki continues to live her life the way she's living it, at some point in time, as those kids grow older and they are watching the lifestyle of their mother or whether it was their father, and it's not the appropriate lifestyle for them, it's not that God-directed lifestyle, then that can come back to certainly haunt her. And she just doesn't realize it now. But you got to trust this. When the Bible tells you to train up a child, when the Bible tells you that, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. And you know what? If you get with the Bible-believing, faith-driven church, they can help you and show you how to properly train your child in the way that he or she should go. And let me tell you something. They may go, it seems contrary, but they will be redirected. I've seen that over the course of years from my own experience. I've seen that, how children that as now as adults, they decide, you know what, I don't want that wayward lifestyle anymore. I want to do things differently because there's something inside my spirit that makes me just want to do the right thing. And you know what? When a person can decide for themselves that I want to make a change in my life, not necessarily for someone else, but they want to make that change for themselves, that's when change will come. But you know what? God constantly, through His love of Jesus, is constantly having His arms outstretched and waiting patiently to bless you even more. You know, I often think about it. If a parent is struggling with you and they're saying, and you're making all sorts of mistakes, and the parent says, all you had to do was to do what I asked you to do. All you had to do was to do what I asked you to do. And things would not have turned out this way. Well, guess what? The ultimate parent is God. God is the father, the mother, the uncle, the auntie. The ultimate parent is God. And so if God is telling us how to live our lives, He's the only one that can judge us in His Ten Commandments. That's the model. If God is using the Ten Commandments, and if we're reading His Ten Commandments, and we're understanding His Ten Commandments, and that might mean doing a lot of scholarly research for the Bible, I would say it's not always easy, but at least it's a start. And you might find some other religious material or spiritual material that might be even more entertaining than what you might feel the Bible is. Or it may help bring the Bible to life for you. Then find those books. Bring it to the level of your children's understanding. Get some help in that Bible preaching, faith believing church. You know, I'm telling Vicki this, let Merriman go, get involved in the church, and then go a step further. When I say get involved in the church, take an active role in the church. Because your strength can come from that, knowing that you're doing something for God. And, you know, somewhere along the way, a man of God, the right man of God, will come into her path, and she will know that it's right. And so I say to all of you all out there that are listening, if you're faced with a challenge like Vicki is, then certainly it's to your advantage to give God a try. Try him. Try him out. See if he can do for you what he's done for so many others. And you know, I know it may sound easier said than done, or it may seem like it's easier said than done, but I say to you, trust God where you can't trace him. And you know, each day when you get up, don't think about going back to the past, your past life, or the things that were part of your comfort zone, but look forward to the future, something new, something challenging, something inviting, even the unknown. And you know what? And if you learn to walk by faith, which is what you'll learn in that Bible believing church, you will discover that, you know what? The unknown can be a beautiful thing. The unknown. Because, you know, each day brings something new. And when you begin to walk with God, it's like it's a brand new day, a very new start, a fresh start, a new challenge. And you say, God, you know what? This is not so bad walking with you. Sometimes it may appear that you're lonely, but you got to remember in his word, he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. So when we talk about, success, or when we talk about guaranteed success based on the promises of God, when we talk about that, I can assure you that no matter what challenges, circumstances, situations that you're having, that when you put it in God's hands, when you give it to God and you ask for him to direct you, when you ask for him to lead you, when you ask for him to show you the way, God will show up and God will show out to give you exactly what you need to make change in your life. And that's what Vicki needs to do. And perhaps there's someone out there that's listening to this broadcast that may be in a similar situation to Vicki's. They may be dating somebody that they shouldn't be dating. Or they may be in a relationship when they don't really have time for the relationship because they need to get their house in order. Well, you know what? No matter what your circumstance, no matter what your situation, the heart of the matter is everything. And when it comes to God's love, he is waiting patiently for you. And you see, there's something that I've learned about the children of Israel. Their journey that took 40 years could have taken only 11 days. But because they stayed in the wilderness so long, because of their own disobedience, because of their own challenges within that culture of people, they stayed out there for so long. And then you know what's sad about it? Only two of the original group, only two people made it in to the promised land. Only two. It was the promised land because it was the children. It was the children of those people who grumbled and mumbled. Those older people, they didn't make it into the promised land. It was their children that made it in. Can you imagine that? That God was putting them asleep because he was frustrated with them. Well, tonight, he's holding out his outstretched arms and he's waiting patiently. Will you be one of those that don't make it into the promised land? You know, or will you give God the glory? And by stopping what it is you're doing in terms of being disobedient or in terms of not honoring the living God, by studying his word and by making your life an example of how he wants you to live. There's a reason. I mean, he created you. He knows best for us all. But if we decide, because we do have free will, that we want to live a certain way, and our lifestyles are just of such that, you know what, it's my life, let me do whatever I want to do with it. That is so true. That is so true. But God says, you know what, if you want a better life, and you want a life that's eternal, then I will show you the way to that. It's a narrow path, but I will show you that. Because, see, all the excitement seems to be outside of the world that God has for you. That's where it seems like all the excitement is. But really, the end thereof leads to destruction. It certainly does. And so I commission you all tonight, if you're looking for guaranteed success, and of course, some people measure success by money and other things, by accomplishments. But if you want guaranteed success, where you have spiritual enrichment, where you have spiritual fulfillment, then I say to you, give God that chance. Make God your choice. And you know what? You can never go wrong. As humans, we may listen to other humans, and we may speculate on whether this is the path for us or not, or whether this is the direction we should go. And it may turn out to be wrong. But as I lead you, as I direct you, as I encourage you to follow the path of righteousness, follow the path that God leads, you know, as I point you in that direction, now follow me. You're not following me. Follow the direction that God leads you in. You will not go wrong. I guarantee you that. So if you want that guaranteed success based on the promises of God, then you know what? Follow it. Because you can have all the money in the world. You can have all the cars, all the houses, all the material things, the things that wealth can buy. But if you are spiritually dead, you have nothing. Absolutely nothing. But see, with God, you have everything. You have everything because, you know, people can have avoidance. They can just have this feeling of a void. And even having all of these things, you can have, a man can have a number of women. A woman can have a number of men. But at some point, your soul's salvation will have to answer to this very lifestyle that you live. So, you know what? I'm not here to pass judgment. God loves you, and so do I. And I just say to you tonight, I trust you've enjoyed this program tonight as much as I enjoy presenting it to you about guaranteed success based on the promises of God. I encourage you to join us next Tuesday for a show that you don't want to miss. And if you miss us next Tuesday, join us on the air live next Friday night for your half-hour inspirational program. Until then, I say to everybody, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.